Welcome to another edition of Course Talk, brought to you by Course Avenue and our gov.education brand. I'm Nina Flores, and if you like your regulatory news with a little energy and a dash of poetry, you are in the right place.
And I'm Tom Adler, ready to break down the nitty-gritty so you don't have to. Today, we're digging into our latest awareness level of learning course, SEC Proposed Rescission, Trade Through and Locked/Crossed Markets Rules and Regulation NMS.
Okay, Tom, let's just start by saying this course condenses information from an 80-page SEC document. I mean, that's a mountain of dense text, and we've whittled it down to the essentials, so nobody has to sacrifice their weekend to regulatory reading.
Right, Nina. We know not everyone dreams in legalese. The course starts with a solid overview, so you'll get the big picture, what the SEC is proposing, why it matters, and what's at stake if you're in trading, brokerage, or even just an interested investor.
Yeah, and the course actually begins by helping you understand the rationale behind the proposed rescission of two biggies, Rule 611, that's the trade-through rule, and Rule 610E, which is all about locked and crossed markets. You won't just learn what the rules are, you'll see how technology and market structure have totally changed since 2005.
Exactly. It's not just history either. The modules walk you through why the SEC thinks these rules might be more of a hindrance than a help now. You'll see how advances in automation and connectivity could mean less fragmentation and better competition, plus a simpler compliance life.
And for anyone who's ever felt the pain of compliance paperwork, the dream. But really, it's about helping you get ahead. The course shows you what might change, how it could impact your business, and why public input is so important. Seriously, the SEC actually wants to hear from you.
There are whole sections dedicated to public participation and the comment process. So if you've got opinions or concerns, this course makes it clear how and where to speak up. Plus, you'll walk away knowing exactly what's still uncertain because, yeah, nothing's final yet.
The course also digs into the economic impact. What's it going to cost? What are the benefits? And how might it affect efficiency and competition in the markets? There's analysis on everything from potential savings to possible side effects like changes in liquidity or execution quality.
And don't forget, there's a whole module on alternatives the SEC considered. So you're not just learning about one path, you're getting the landscape of what could happen, depending on how feedback shapes the final rule.
You'll finish with a clear recap and, honestly, probably a sigh of relief that you didn't have to read all 80 pages yourself. Plus, there are resources to help you go deeper if you want to really geek out or get involved in the rulemaking process.
So if you want to stay ahead on regulatory changes, adapt your compliance strategies, and maybe even shape the future of market rules, yeah, this is your course, and you'll get it all in a format that won't put you to sleep at your desk.
That's right. Head to Course Avenue and check out gov.education for this course and more. Until next time, keep learning, keep participating, and hey, we'll handle the heavy reading for you.
See you next time on Course Talk.